How do you care for a young person whose parent has committed suicide? There's no deeper sense of abandonment than the feelings provoked by a parent's suicide. It can be tempting to quickly respond to such pain with, "It is not your fault," or, "Your parent is in a better place." I'm Karen Mulder with today's Caring Wisdom. When Barb's husband committed suicide, she and her four children were crushed. In the process of grieving, Barb shares the poetry of her oldest daughter, Edie. At one point, Edie writes, "I want to run and hide from all the tears and pain, but there's nowhere that you didn't touch that I can find today." Barb encouraged Edie to voice everything weighing on her heart, and Barb listened. Can you sit and listen to a young person's hurt without trying to fix it?
Thank you for visiting wisdomofthewounded.com. Resources on how to care well.